Tēnā koutou. This is Stephen Day from the Walking Access Commission. I'm here with Chris Livesey.
Yep, that's right.
Who is with the Manawa Kariwai Restoration Trust. We're in Island Bay in Wellington. Chris, can you tell me a little bit about what the restoration project does?
Well, this is a project on land that's actually owned by the Tapu Te Ranga Trust, which also has the marae here, the urban marae. And when Bruce Stewart, the founder, got the land about 30 years ago now, it was just covered in gorse and broom and blackberry.
Yep.
And his vision was to recreate native forest here to provide a native ecosystem for birds and all the other insects and trees that go with it. So that's what we've been up to for the last 27 years. We did the first planting in 1991, and as you look around there, you can see that some of the trees have grown quite big, so it's very satisfying. But that's the intention, to recreate native forest here and the ecosystems that go with that. And Bruce and the whānau at the marae are very keen that it also be used as an educational facility, so that children in particular can learn to relate to nature, and very keen that it be used by the public generally as a community resource.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. I run around here quite a bit, and as you say, the trees are becoming really tall and spectacular, aren't they?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about some of the people that are involved in your project. You've been going for a long time, so obviously got a lot of community buy-in.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think there's good community support, but as with most voluntary organisations, it comes down to a fairly small core of people who keep things ticking over. I and my family were here on day one back in 1991. Then I was away for a number of years, and so other folk have carried on the work. But now that I'm back in Wellington, I've joined up again, and so there's probably a group of six or eight of us who are at the core, who work with the marae to keep it ticking on, and then lots of more casual volunteers. So when we have our planting bees or track maintenance or that sort of work, we advertise social media these days. And yeah, we get good numbers turning out, some of whom come back again, some of whom we never see again, but yeah, that's cool.
Great. And you've just received a small grant from the Walking Access Commission for $5,000. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing with that?
Yeah, well, the whole area is 12, 13 hectares, something like that. And we've got a lot of tracks going through it that we put in for access, for planting and for weed control. And as you said, Stephen, a few local people do use those and have found their way around. But at the moment, that's just a maze of tracks that are totally unsigned. So brave people venture in, find their way around, find their way out again. But we're sure that there are some folk who are a little bit put off by the fact that, you know, here we are standing at the beginning of the track and there's no indication where you're going.
Yeah.
So the idea was that if we can put track signs in, some at each entrance point, a map, a big panel with a map of the tracks on, and then track signs all along each track, that'll make it much more accessible and user-friendly for people. So that what we would like and the marae would like, that'll mean that more people will be able to enjoy these tracks. At the moment, we have walkers, dog walkers, people like yourself who run, occasional mountain biker comes through, particularly on the top track.
Yeah.
So I think with a bit of signage, it'll become more user-friendly and hopefully more people use it.
That sounds great. So tell me a little bit about where to next. What is the project up to after all of that excitement?
Well, after 27 years, we're almost finished the first stage of planting, which is to get the fast-growing and colonising species established and what we call canopy cover. And then the next phase for the planting will be to start planting the climax trees. So the bigger podocarps, the titokis, the kohikohis, the tawas, those species that will eventually form the final canopy. And that's a more exacting regime, really, because it's not a matter of just mass planting. You've got to pick the site carefully so to make sure that the tree you're planting is going to get enough light and it's not going to be in the way, and so nobody's going to want to cut it down later on.
Yeah.
So on the planting side, that's what we're moving into. And, well, on the usage side, we'll see how everything goes with the track signage and, just monitor that and see what might be appropriate.
Sounds great.
Yeah, well, it's pretty amazing, really, when we when you look at what's happening here and the number of groups. So we're here on the eastern side of the Tawatawa Ridge. Just over the ridge is the Tawatawa Reserve, which is actually council land, but that's being looked after in much the same way as we're doing here by the Southern Environmental Association. And then you go down through there, you come to Happy Valley and the Ophiro Stream, and you've got the Friends of Ophiro Stream working along there. And then just a bit further south here, we don't quite join up, but almost, is the Paikawakawa Reserve. And so you put all that together, it's quite a big area, and we are linking the tracks up, so people could start here, for example, in Manawakarioi, go up and over Tawatawa, through the Tawatawa Reserve, down to Ophiro Stream. And it'll be a big area, really, that's all connected.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
Best of luck for the project ahead, and looking forward to seeing those signs.
Yep.
Hei, kona mai.